Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First off, your reaction to the news Mary Ellen Elia is resigning as education commissioner at the end of next month.
Well, it came as a surprise. Did not see this coming. I know that she probably is at a point in her career where she feels that she's done an awful lot, and I know she just is coming off a long vacation. Maybe she had a little time to think about it and said, you know what, life's too short, time to move on. I don't want to speak on her behalf, but I congratulate her on her decision.
Were there any issues that you had with Commissioner Elia?
You know, from time to time, we would have some disagreements, if you will, regarding, I'll call it local control, things that we thought we should be best in the purview of a Board of Education operating at the local level versus mandated by the state or guided by the state or regulated by the state. But I have to tell you, we always sat down, we had candid, open conversations, very thoughtful dialogue. She was very honest with me with her. I'm going to miss the relationship and the conversations that we had with each other.
What do you think were some of Commissioner Elia's best moves, moments, decisions?
She came in at a really tumultuous time in public education here in New York. We were embattled over Common Core learning standards and teacher and principal performance evaluations. And people were yelling at each other. I think there was a lot of distrust regarding Albany, the State Education Department, the role of the commissioner, and she took it upon herself to embark on what I'll call a listening tour, where she went around the state. I mean, I can't imagine how many miles she put on, where she met with group after group after group after group, was very open to taking Q&A and talking with them in a very candid way, a real matter-of-fact sort of way about the issues and what she could do, what she couldn't do, what the law required, a very, I thought, matter-of-fact, reasonable approach that helped tremendously in calming the waters and bringing the temperature down.
For the person who takes over down the road, what kind of shoes will that new commissioner have to fill?
You know, it is still a tumultuous situation, I have to tell you. The whole issues around education reform, I'm not sure they'll ever be resolved. You have a governor and a legislature that have gotten very much involved in education policy making. You have a board of regents that doesn't always see eye to eye with each other nor with their commissioner. You have a ton of special interest groups that have found their voice. They're being very loud and militant about their interests and what they like and what they don't like. And on top of all of that, this department that the commissioner heads up is one that's poorly resourced, doesn't have the proper level of funding that it should have. I know this commissioner has had a very difficult time hiring and retaining high-quality staff, and so it's going to be a tough sell to get somebody in here who can face those kind of conditions, but we're going to need a real special commissioner to come in. We just wished Commissioner Elia good luck and that she does well in all future endeavors, and that we thank her for the time that she's put into New York to she has helped make things better and to help move the needle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.